This poem was written in 1998. I just mention that because there is a mention of the Spice Girls. It's called World Things, written and read by Joe Cushnan. The children escape through a bomb-made hole in the wall, looking for a place called sense away from the danger of chaos. Terrorists polish their guns and battle against impatience, agitated by their sworn enemy's insatiable appetite for occasional murder. We couch potatoes overdose on soaps and political buffoonery, lurching towards an election which will not make any difference. On the catwalks, pipe cleaner models just out of school flaunt nothing much in the way of curves and shapeliness, adrift from the spirit and vision of Marilyn Monroe, past icon on present walls. We are lured to play the lottery twice a week, and a priest believes in the evil intentions of supermarkets as small shops collapse. Drug barons go to work every day to supply the demand from junkies and idiots hooked on or looking for the ultimate high. Commentators, columnists, observers, talk radio people milk subjects until they are bone dry, their pros and cons twisted and choked, and this is the only education provided for millions of citizens, the school of opinion built on hills of beans and candy floss foundations. Spice Girls rule the world of influence for a while, until the next craze shunts them aside in the sincere world of marketing hype. Down by the skip, the ragged kids rummage for some buried treasure, as 20,000-pound cars zoom by on the adjacent motorway. Movie people on a different planet order new tuxedos and jewellery for the next award ceremony and practice kissing both cheeks, win or lose. A woman leaves all her money and belongings to her cat, and the cat is enticed to run a serial in the tabloids, telling how much of a bitch she really was. World things. World things. World things.